Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There was just a very alarming sound here in the studio. Good God, I hope everybody's all right. I don't know what that was. Also, Jeff just said something important that I need you to say on microphone, Jeff. What'd you just say to Landfill?
I have no idea what I just said to Landfill.
Related to me and Brian.
Oh, I see. Y'all running neck and neck for leaving the show early this year.
That's right. That's right. That's correct. All right, right now joining us, our dear friend, Mr. Barold Sferluga. Hello, Barry. How do you do?
Great, JP. How are you?
We're good, dude. So you didn't answer your phone when Jeff called at first, and we were just going to send him to your house.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, just do that. Except I'm at the office today, which is weird, and why I didn't hear my phone, because it was across the room. So
okay.
Anyway.
We're doing a dumb off-season story power rankings, and we'd love to have yours. I don't know if you know this. Dan Quinn wore a T-shirt with a feather on it. Are you outraged?
So, you know, it's funny. I was talking to, as we all know, my editor, Dan Steinberg, about this very feathered T-shirt within the last hour. I'm going to go out to Commanders tomorrow, not just to ask Dan Quinn about his feathered T-shirt. But I'm curious about it. I'm not outraged. I am like, at some level, he made a conscious decision to wear a shirt that certainly referenced the former logo that was dropped. So I'm just like, definitely not outraged. I have a small level of curiosity that, depending on what his answer is, would become a big level of curiosity. And that I'm not guaranteed to write about it, but depending on his answer, you know, if it's interesting, I will write about it. So is it high up in my dumb off-season story rankings? Potentially, but I don't know the full story yet, so we'll put a pause on that.
Fair. I mean, I know that it was a fan sent it to him, and he tries to wear different T-shirts that fans send him.
Gotcha.
Because he was wearing like a non-official Commander shirt on Friday's practice as well. It just didn't have a feather on it, therefore nobody really got involved.
Okay, so I guess I didn't know the whole story, but anyway, I'm excited to go out there and watch the quarterback.
I agree. Yes, but I don't know that he'll do this, but the way he started the presser on Saturday, Quinn, was he kind of had like an opening statement. It was actually, it got totally lost in the T-shirt gate, but his opening statement was really nice. It was just like talking about how he is trying to lock in, and he said squeeze. He's like, I know that you don't get that many firsts as a coach, and this is our first practice, right? This is our first time with these rookies, and I'm trying to really be present and squeeze every moment out of it, because you never know how many firsts you get. And I think, you know, when Ron got the job here, he had just been fired in Carolina, and I think he didn't think he should have been fired, basically. I think DQ, because of the amount of time that has passed since he was in Atlanta and got fired, like, I think he has a level of perspective that is really interesting. I don't know that it will result in winning games, but it is something to watch unfold. But I say that because he had this like opening statement. I would almost expect him, and he's talking tomorrow right around noon. We will air that live right here on 106.7 The Fan. But I would expect him to address it on his own and be like, yo, guys, I was wearing a T-shirt, had no idea the S storm it would create. And then I don't know where it goes from there.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I would just say about the whole idea of first and appreciating them and everything. I mean, I was not on board to hire Dan Quinn as the coach because not because of who he is, who Dan Quinn is, but because I really believed that an offensive coach being paired with the franchise quarterback of the future really was the best way to go forward because you're not at risk of your offensive coordinator becoming a head coaching candidate elsewhere if the quarterback excels, et cetera, et cetera. But since he's arrived and we've learned more about him, I've been impressed. And one of the most impressive things that I think he's said is maybe it was the introductory press conference. I think it was like, are you just going to do things that you did in Atlanta and hope that they work out differently? And he was very, very open. And I'd be interested in hearing him articulate this more. You learn from that experience and you recognize and acknowledge the mistakes and the things that didn't work out. And you do things differently if you're lucky enough to get a second chance. I think, not to put everything on Ron, but like you said, I don't think Ron saw himself as like evolving at all. He was just kind of like, this is how I do things. I'm a linebacker from the 1980s Bears. And like, this is my philosophy and I'm not adjusting. I think it's different with Quinn. And I think that's a really admirable quality, not just in an NFL head coach, but in anybody from any walk of life.
Yeah, I agree with you. You mentioned something interestingly. So you and I have been chatting for 5-10 minutes now. We just saw the debut of number 2 overall pick, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jaden Daniels over the weekend. And that's not topic one because of a dumb t-shirt. So talking with our friend Barry Sferluga here from the Washington Post, you can follow him at Barry Sferluga. So let's get to what should be topic number one is the rookie quarterback. I don't know if you were there or what, but that kid, they continuously throw landmines at him, like this nonsense gambling thing because he has a bet with his buddy. Like, he has been really adept at not making headlines despite so many efforts to generate headlines.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, I think he's going to be compared with Robert Griffin III because he was taken second overall by this franchise after he won the Heisman. Robert generated headlines. I mean, everything he said generated headlines. And at the time I thought it was more like, well, this is who he is. Like, he's generating the headlines because of the position he's in, being the franchise savior, having won the Heisman, being the second pick, and in fact, a second pick that they had to trade up to get. But over time, I came to think, and I'm sure you thought this too, like Robert brought the headlines on himself. Like they didn't just happen because of the circumstances, they happened because of him. And I think, at least early on, Jaden Daniels is showing an ability to avoid or diffuse the headline making thing. And maybe some of that was because of the stupid t-shirt and like people couldn't talk as much about didn't want to talk as much about the gambling thing. But the gambling thing's not, to me, it's like if you were ranking back to the original point of ranking stupid off season storylines, like whatever, these guys are both millionaires. That's a fun bet among guys who know each other. Like I could not care less about
that's
that.
That's you and but I having a $20 Nassau going to play golf.
Yes, for
like,
sure.
It's so
for
stupid.
Sure. Exactly. So if that is a trait of Jaden Daniels, that he is able to bring the hype meter down rather than ratchet it up,
yeah,
then I think that's a plus.
Totally. It reminds, like, I am reminded of the story that his dad had him watch Joe Montana highlights and told him that John Candy story because it's just like all about staying cool under pressure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
My off-season stupid controversy power rankings were Top Golf 1, T-shirt Gate 2, the Rookie of the Year bet 3, and the Jersey Swap Outrage 4. I don't understand the people that are mad on behalf of Tress Way. Like, if Tress is cool, what the hell are the rest of us talking about?
Well, and Tress, like, honestly, he talk about people who couldn't handle things better. Like, he basically is like, no, guys, I am the punter. This guy is the future of the franchise. If he wants to wear that number and has a history of wearing that number, like, don't let me, the punter, even though I'm a great punter, stop him from doing that. Like, that's excellent self-awareness and even some self-deprecating humor, which that guy excels at anyway. So that's just, don't be upset for Truss, because I don't think Truss is upset for Truss.
Right. I don't think he wants you to be upset for him. Just
correct.
All right. Talking with our friend Barry Sirluga. We've covered all the dumb stuff. Rough weekend for the Nats. Everybody hates Victor Robles. Get me up to speed. They're going to Chicago, who sucks, so maybe they can get kind of back on track.
You know, I'm in the middle of writing about Robles because it is the topic du jour. And it is not just that he dropped a fly ball yesterday or ran into an out when a 6'4", 260-pound human was standing on the base that he was trying to advance to and got thrown out just in a one-run game when they could have won a series at Fenway Park, which would have been really cool, and stayed above 500 instead of falling back under it.
Yeah.
All of that is a factor on a Sunday in May, but it's really 8 years of this stuff from this guy, and he's in the last year of control. And I'm not writing to jettison him to the moon, but I think that Dave Martinez cannot write his name in the starting lineup anymore. They've got too many other options. They've got options on the way. He's infuriating, and it doesn't stop. Like, it's a long – I mean, I just had our old beat writer, Jesse Dougherty, into my office here saying, like, okay, let's – can we go back and recreate –
what is he covering now?
He covers college sports and NIL and reshaping NCAA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can only cover baseball daily for so many years if you want to be a normal human being. So anyway, it didn't start this weekend, but it does have to stop. And he's kind of unified the fan base against him, which is really too bad, because there's this real sense that he's never really realized the best and fullest version of himself. And I always say that there's nothing that frustrates sports fans more than unrealized potential that's based on either just kind of flakiness or a lack of focus or lack of effort. And I think there's a lot of that swirls around Victor Robles.
Yeah. It seems like, I mean, I remember when he was coming up, he was supposed to be the guy. And then the guy ended up being Soto, who was kind of like the afterthought there.
Yeah, for sure. But the thing is, JP, people forget, I've got it up here, like, the year they won the World Series, that was his rookie year. He played 155 games in center field. He hit 16 bombs and 33 doubles. He had an OPS for
people
those
definitely
who
forget about that.
Yeah, I mean, he was 7-4. He was a good player, an outstanding defensive center fielder, and a player on the rise where you felt like, that's a really good platform year for a rookie. Where is he going to go from there? 17 homers in 2019. He has 11 homers since then. And then you add on top of it just the boneheaded stuff, and you're left with like kind of a frustrating package, and that's where Nats fans are today.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny. I worked the second game against the O's. And so I was over there, you know, in the clubhouse talking with Davey, all that. And I remembered you talking about covering baseball, and it's romantic because there's like, you kind of just hang out, right? Like, and as used to as I am with hanging out in locker rooms and all that, like in football, it's still pretty regimented. Baseball, like, guys are just chilling in the dugout. You know what I mean? Like, there's just the amount of time required and all that just, it's just so different because you're there so much, kind of the interaction you get with players and
well, yeah, you're right. But I'm also like, so, clubhouse for a 7 p.m. game generally opens at 3:30. And I know people who I won't name who are like, you know, this is just so much wasted time. And I'm like, in a world where sports writers fight for access.
Yeah.
baseball still has it. And if you use that, are there going to be days when you're like the guy who you want to talk to or need to talk to doesn't show up at his locker? Are you going to miss people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Yeah, that's going to happen. But in general, man, the time spent at the ballpark can be really, really useful time. My point is, it's hard to do that for, I mean, Jesse was our beat writer for five years. That's a lot of 3:30, you know, get to the ballpark at 3, don't get home to midnight till midnight or later. You know, that you can't really like have a family
tough,
that way.
Right.
But as a reporting and journalism exercise, like, you get to know those players in a way that I would argue you don't always get to know NFL players, because one, their careers are longer, and two, there's just so many shared experiences, like, oh, where are you staying in Milwaukee? Yeah, we stay down here. Oh, what's your favorite place to eat here? Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's just a lot of common ground.
Sure. Yeah. No, I get it, man. Speaking of common ground, can you get a message to Steinberg for me?
Yeah, sure.
His lovely wife posted a video of him playing wiffle ball or softball with the kids.
Yeah.
He got to bend his knees a little bit. He's very stiff.
All right, I'll pass that on.
Very, very stiff. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
I,
we're all aging.
Yeah. So what's your level of excitement for the number 2 overall pick for the Wiz, Barry?
You know, I mean, this is my weak spot in town for sure. But I mean, the way that would have changed is if that one ping pong ball last year had gone a different way.
Yeah.
And they had gotten Victor Wemby. Because that does change a franchise. I mean, the Spurs were not good this year, but he was unanimous Rookie of the Year. And everything I've been told about this draft is there's like not a distinct number one. It's not, you know, you're not taking Tim Duncan in this draft. So maybe it doesn't matter whether you get one or two. I will say that. It sounds like Ava Wallace, who's our Wiz beat writer, kind of thinks that maybe they'll go with another international player.
We've determined.
Okay.
We're a SAR.
Sure.
We're SAR stands here.
I mean, I don't care where they come from, but if you get a person to go with Koulibaly, who
apparently
you
they're
feel
teammates
like,
on the French national team.
Okay, perfect. So I'll see him at the Olympics this summer, and I'll bring back an assessment.
There you go.
But if you, what you need are just like what you need with the Nats, just like what you need with the Commanders, like talented people who you feel like will be part of the future, be part of a core. And I feel like for so long, even when they were trying to play the middle game with John Wall and Bradley Beal, and after moving on from Wall, you know, just with Beal, it's just been like a rotating revolving door of like, not meaningful pieces. So that number 2 pick, whoever it is, and I don't pretend to know who the best candidates are, it's got to be somebody who's part of the foundation for the future rather than just some dude who, you know, fills a jersey for a little while.
Yeah. You certainly hope, man. What gives me hope is watching the Thunder, the T-Wolves, even the Knicks. Like, a lot of these guys are just drafted, developed, and that Thunder team, like, we got the guy that did that. So
Sure. I mean, I will say that the T-Wolves, like, Anthony Edwards was the number 1 pick in the draft, right? Like, he's a real, real talent, and that's what drives that. And also, I didn't have them going back to Minneapolis and losing twice against a team that's essentially handled in Denver. So that's an interesting series,
man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I'm trying to think.
You got a PGA pick? Like,
I was going to ask you for one because we won't talk again. Unless, I guess I'll see you in Ashburn tomorrow, but we'll let the people hear it. They're going to Valhalla. I think it's incredible. Rory, Scotty, and Brooks all won their last tournament before this thing. Who's your pick?
You know, I would love to pick Rory because I'm such a Rory stan, but I just feel like we're now a decade into this thing of him not winning a major, and I think it's, you know, he had the strut going yesterday.
He
like
did.
When he is playing well, like his chest is out and he's like, you're trying to tell me that Scottie Scheffler is the best player in the world? I'm the best player in the world. Like, that's the attitude he has
yeah.
when it's going well. But like I feel like it swings too easily the other way for him, like with one bad swing or one bad round. Like he doesn't grind like maybe he should. So that's a long-winded way of saying I think a lot of people will be on Rory, and I'm going to, even though I really love pulling for him, I probably am going to look elsewhere. And it's just hard to look away from Scheffler at this point. I mean, it's such a chalk pick and doesn't even like assess like horses for courses and all that kind of stuff. But God, is he playing great golf right now? So I'll do the easy thing and pick him.
Now they had the baby, right? Do we know the baby thing?
You know, I don't even know. It's due in early May, I think. So I think probably so, because they were talking about, you know, would he leave the Masters,
right,
if the baby came really early, and his wife did not travel to Augusta. So my guess is they probably had the kid.
Looking at the odds right now, you get Scotty at plus 450. Rory's 12-1. Xander's 16-1. Koepka 18-1. Rahm, a name nobody's even saying, 20-1. Morikawa, who came in, what, second at the Masters, I think?
I actually sneaky like Morikawa, actually. And let me just say something about Xander. Like, and I think yesterday's the latest example. Like, he's a super talented player, and he can't seem to close. I mean, he had a one-shot lead on Rory headed into Sunday, and you know, Rory played well, obviously, until birdie and double bogeying 18, but he essentially blew, you know, Xander just kind of sloppily didn't stay with Rory, like had every opportunity to just like, I'm leading the golf tournament, I should have the advantage. And he gave it away early and never even came close to getting it back. I don't like him as a closer or a choice in a major championship.
Yeah. I don't hate him as a top five, top 10. Bet,
sure, absolutely,
but,
right.
Hey, do you know Kedrick Gulson?
I covered him. I mean, I don't know him. He'd probably remember my face, but
great dude.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
I know Ked a little bit. Absolutely great dude. This just came across my radar from Stonebridge High School, the one that's like right behind Ashburn. We are excited to announce that Kedrick Gulson will be our new varsity head football coach.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I think that's
man.
A big program, too.
Yeah. 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 How lucky are those kids to get to work with Ked? That is just awesome news. I'm excited for him. Barry, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate you.
Appreciate it, JP. I'll see you out there tomorrow.
Okay. See you tomorrow. That's our guy, Barry's for Luga. He's telling you to bet on Scotty. It's chalk, but it might make you money. Scotty's outrageous. Nobody go anywhere. I'm going to try to track down Dr.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Next. B. Mitch and Finley. If you're in the stream, we putting Doc in the stream? Oh. You're in it.
Huh?
Welcome to the stream.
Well, now it's going to be bad because people are going to think I'm Jeff Walker.
No, it says Doc. Look, I'll show you.
Okay, all right. Well, no, it's okay. Your rating is going to go up.
Look,
and now
that's you in the stream, Doc.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
There
now,
are
Jeff.
Currently,
I was going to say I was Jeff Walker, and then you know it would have been a big upsurge in his clicks. That would have been
Jeff out here clout chasing.
Yeah,
Tay said K9 alert in the stream.
Well,
right?
That's good. K9 alert, baby.
We have 204 people watching us right now, Doc.
That'll triple by the time it's over.
I bet. Very cool news. I don't know if you heard this or not. Kedrick Golston, a guy that I know you appreciate.
The Bulldog.
New head football coach at Stonebridge High School.
Yeah, that's love Mickey. Love I love the Bulldog because he's so passionate. I was hoping that the Commanders, if they had an opportunity, would be there. This is probably even better for him because he's so good, so passionate. So now your son will get him at an early age. It's so important. The best coaches in our system are the Boys and Girls Club, the Little League, the Pop Warner, because, man, if they put you off on the wrong foot as a youth, sometimes you're never able to correct it. So, man, those are my favorite groups. Shout out to all the youth people. You're underpaid, overworked, but it's the best satisfaction you ever get in your life.
Totally.
And so Kedrick Golston, I'm overwhelmed by it. I was chastising him over the weekend because I was down to 757 at the 757 card show. So I was not out as Linnell, the 26-year-old wonder. I did not make boots on the ground. So you can't talk about something you don't see. So I called Bulldog for this weekend, you know.
Oh,
and
for
I
rookie
go,
camp?
He didn't go. He wasn't there. But I'm
– could have called me.
Well, no, because you're kind of like oversaturated. You know what I mean? You're kind of like – you're so – and you're so much demand on you. I like to give opportunities to other people. I'm like a scout. So I'm down like looking in the minor league trying to find the next J.P. Finley.
Doctor. Very excited for Ked. I want to ask you two questions.
Yeah.
One of them I think you're going to find annoying. Mm-hmm. One of them I think you're going to love. Which one would you like?
You can't annoy me.
What'd you think of Dan Quinn's feather on his shirt?
First of all, it's two feathers. Let's get it straight.
I think his shirt only had one.
It's two feathers. It's always two feathers.
Okay.
Okay, the logo is two feathers. But anyway, it's okay. It's minor
the original.
Yeah.
The one you wore had two feathers.
It's always two feathers.
Okay. So it might have been.
It's always two feathers. But that's okay. Minor detail. I won't dwell on the past because I know some of you don't care. But for those of you that do, that roam this earth.
You're right. It's two feathers. I'm sorry.
I'm seldom
left
wrong.
Hand up.
Seldom wrong when it comes to this stuff.
Okay.
And so it was a rush of adrenaline for me. What I love about him is that he did it for us old stick in the woods. He doesn't have to do it, but he did it for the alums. He understands the importance. It's not important to everyone, but he understands the importance because he's one of us. And so when he can come back on and walk on the grounds, go in and break bread with these young ones, he wants that cross-pollination. He gets it. So you're going to see a lot more of the old Warriors be around the facility and be embraced and not be blocked out. And as a result, now you're going to get some old school schooling for these young bucks. They'll get to be passed down just like you did at your alma mater. You know, when the alums would come back on college campuses and give you those seeds, give you those, you know, food for thought. It's going to help the whole program, and I applaud him.
That's great. I'm taking notes from what you said there. I'm going to tweet it out.
Why don't you have Walker doing that?
You think Jeff's going to take notes and text them to me?
Jeff's a very talented guy. I think you guys are underutilized.
Jeff has done a hell of a job with the stream. I mean that.
Yeah, no, he's quite talented. Quite talented.
He's supposed to get me a Jaden Daniels hype song. How's my song coming, Jeff?
I did not expect this to happen. What happened? Because, you know, I was booked out, but I didn't know he'll book the whole weekend and then Mother's Day. So,
yeah.
But it will for sure drop before Friday.
Yeah, Sunday on overtime, I propose that we extend it to, I want Mother's Day weekend. We have 4th of July weekend. I want it the weekend. The day is, it's not big enough. Not enough time. I need it weekend. Mother's Day weekend.
Doc, can I push back on that idea? Mother's Day is so intense and hard because you're trying to do everything right for one day.
Yeah.
Why would you expand that? My heart, I get heartburn, man.
Because I think your wife would appreciate it because then she gets some more room. You know, because you obviously you're giving it to your mother, but also the mother of your children deserves a little bit of that sunlight.
I'll be honest, I wasn't a great son, but I was a great husband on Mother's Day.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if you had the weekend,
if we can extend the Super Bowl to a weekend, I think we can do Mother's. Because let's face it.
Knock out here trying to get us all more work, Jeff.
Well, I'm just saying. What game have you ever seen that somebody didn't come up and say, hi, Mom? So I think sports is really the outlet.
Shout out to all the moms.
There you go.
Your boy, I want to get the kid's name right.
Okay.
Because I thought of you on the sideline.
Just call him by his number. When in doubt, his number's 52.
83. Okay. You see the catch 83 made?
Yeah. No, I heard about it. I was at 757.
He's a UFA.
But that's my thing. And I got another category now. We even had some walk-ons, the equivalent. One thing I love about Dan Quinn, he understands. He got a list not only of the undrafted free agents, but he invited some people to camp to try out. Dude, all I need is one from that group, and it's going to be one. That's where the Dallas Hickmans of the world, the Pete Wysockis in terms of effort on special teams, man, it's a throwback. George Allen is applauding because, see, Quinn gets it. This is all about maximum effort. You're
Did
not
you
going
to
see anything
the thing
there.
They do to open practice?
No, I don't need to see. Dude,
you're
going to
love that, too.
It.
Yeah.
No, I can feel it. Feel it.
So I tweeted out what you told me. So here's what I said. Strong support from Rick Doc Walker for Dan Quinn wearing the throwback shirt. What I love about him is he did it for us. He did it for the alums. He understands the importance. He gets it. You're going to see a lot more of the old Warriors around the facility and be embraced. I applaud him.
Yeah.
Now, the first reply to this, do you want to know what this person said?
I'm always open to everybody on social media. They have a right.
It's a very simple message. Mm-hmm. My nudes in profile.
Who? Oh, my God. Okay.
It's a bot. All that exists in the world now are bots trying to sell T-shirts and get you to click on their profile.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. In the win-loss category, Colin, which is the only thing that matters, is it about winning? Is what we're doing today going to put us in the win column? I heard some of the most, and I don't want to say ridiculous, we have been so abused as a fan base. We're battered. We need psychiatric treatment. And so any great rays of hope, we're going to be exacerbated by it. I understand that. I actually heard people asking about, did they think this was a playoff team? You don't even know who's on your team. We're so far away from that, but I say go for it. There's nothing you can do wrong now based on where we are. We're like a family that was thought to be dead and lost and then discovered and found in the wilderness. So let this all sink in, but we won't really understand our character until we're tested, until things go wrong. How do you respond then? And I guarantee you, this group, they're not going to quit. I feel real good about it. I hope that they are allowed to show what they're made of. And injuries can determine that or not, sure. But so far so good.
I love the kid. Energy, charisma.
Yeah.
It was what you wanted.
That's what you want.
Last one. So you were down in the 757.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet Paulie?
No,
he ducked out?
No, he showed up a little late. And you know, hey man, early bird gets the worm. You know, the times were posted. I was there, of course, 2 hours early.
Doc's always early.
And I just go, and the guy shows up late, and it's a 4.5-hour drive, so you had to get back because I wanted to hear what was going on. The association has been off the chain. And I just wanted to, you know, get back in here and maybe hear your report or keep up and see what B. Mitch was doing because I knew the golf would have you two tied up yesterday and because I know how you guys love Rory. I knew that was going to really have you two.
I love that one.
Yeah.
We got a bounce. Doc,
right.
Thank you. You can listen. Doc's in for Craig this afternoon.
Yep.
3 to 5. 4 to 7.
Four to seven.
Four to seven.
And then tomorrow for the Roosters. Roosters, I'm solo tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I might need you tomorrow.
I'll do anything for you, Doc.
I got you, brother. Thank you. God bless.
Doc Walker, B. Mitchell Finley, coming right back.
I did not expect this to happen. What happened? Because, you know, I was booked out, but I didn't know he'll book the whole weekend and then Mother's Day. So,
yeah.
But it will for sure drop before Friday.
Yeah, Sunday on overtime, I propose that we extend it to, I want Mother's Day weekend. We have 4th of July weekend. I want it the weekend. The day is, it's not big enough. Not enough time. I needed weekend, Mother's Day weekend.
Doc, can I push back on that idea? Yeah. Mother's Day is so intense and hard because you're trying to do everything right for one day.
Yeah.
Why would you expand that? My heart, I get heartburn, man.
Because I think your wife would appreciate it because then she gets some more room. You know, because you obviously you're giving it to your mother, but also the mother of your children deserves a little bit of that sunlight.
I'll be honest, I wasn't a great son, but I was a great husband on Mother's Day.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if you had the weekend, if we can extend the Super Bowl to a weekend, I think we can do Mother's. Because let's face it.
Doc out here trying to get us all more work, Jeff.
Well, I'm just saying. What game have you ever seen that somebody didn't come up and say, hi, Mom? So I think sports is really the outlet.
Shout out to all the moms.
There you go.
Your boy, I want to get the kid's name right.
Okay.
Because I thought of you on the sideline.
Just call him by his number. When in doubt, his number's 52.
83. Okay. You see the catch 83 made?
Yeah. No, I heard about it. I was at 757.
He's a UFA.
But that's my thing. And I got another category now. We had some walk-ons, the equivalent. One thing I love about Dan Quinn, he understands. He got a list not only of the undrafted free agents, but he invited some people to camp to try out. Dude, all I need is one from that group, and it's going to be one. That's where the Dallas Hickmans of the world, the Pete Wysockis in terms of effort on special teams, man, it's a throwback. George Allen is applauding because, see, Quinn gets it. This is all about maximum effort.
Did you see the thing they do to open practice?
I don't need to see.
You're going to love that, too.
It. Yeah. No, I can feel it. Feel it.
So I tweeted out what you told me. So here's what I said. Strong support from Rick Doc Walker for Dan Quinn wearing the throwback shirt. What I love about him is he did it for us. He did it for the alums. He understands the importance. He gets it. You're going to see a lot more of the old Warriors around the facility and be embraced. I applaud him.
Yeah.
Now, the first reply to this, do you want to know what this person said?
I'm always open to everybody on social media. They have a right.
Very simple message. Mm-hmm. My nudes in profile.
Who? Oh, my God. Okay.
It's a bot. All that exists in the world now are bots trying to sell T-shirts and get you to click on their profile.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. In the win-loss category, Colin, which is the only thing that matters, is it about winning? Is what we're doing today going to put us in the win column? I heard some of the most, and I don't want to say ridiculous. We have been so abused as a fan base. We're battered. We need psychiatric treatment. And so any great rays of hope, we're going to be exacerbated by it. I understand that. I actually heard people asking about, did they think this was a playoff team? You don't even know who's on your team. We're so far away from that, but I say go for it. There's nothing you can do wrong now based on where we are. We're like a family that was thought to be dead and lost and then discovered and found in the wilderness. So let this all sink in, but we won't really understand our character until we're tested, until things go wrong. How do you respond then? And I guarantee you, this group, they're not going to quit. I feel real good about it. I hope that they are allowed to show what they're made of. And injuries can determine that or not, sure. But so far, so good.
I love the kid. Energy, charisma.
Yeah.
It was what you wanted.
That's what you want.
Last one. So you were down in the 757.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet Paulie?
No,
he ducked out?
No, he showed up a little late. And, you know, hey, man, early bird gets the worm. You know, the times were posted. I was there, of course, 2 hours early.
Doc's always early.
And I just go, and the guy shows up late, and it's a 4.5-hour drive, so you had to get back because I wanted to hear what was going on. The association has been off the chain. And I just wanted to, you know, get back in here and maybe hear your report or keep up and see what B. Mitchell was doing because I knew the golf would have you two tied up yesterday, and because I know how you guys love Rory. I knew that was going to really have you two.
I love that one. Yeah. We got to bounce. Doc, right. Thank you. You can listen. Doc's in for Craig this afternoon.
Yep.
3 to 5. 4 to 7.
Four to seven.
Four to seven.
Tomorrow for the Roosters. Roosters, I'm solo tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I might need you tomorrow.
I'll do anything for you, Doc.
I got you, brother. Thank you. God bless.
Doc Walker, B. Mitchell Finley. Coming right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.